The USDA has finalized a rule to align the voluntary product of the U.S. label claim with consumer understanding of what that claim means. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement Monday at the National Farmers Union Annual Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona.
We are now on record as being for the utilization of that label only when the animal is born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S.
He said the rule will prohibit misleading U.S. origin labeling in the market and help ensure that the information that consumers receive about where their food comes from is truthful.
The reason for this is quite simple. We surveyed consumers. We asked them the question, when you see this label, what do you think it means? They said, well, everything was done in the United States. Well, actually, that's not been the case. Then we asked the question, do you place a value on that? I mean, in other words, are you willing to pay a nickel or two more? Well, absolutely. We want to help our farmers. So in order for that value proposition to be respected, in order for there to be fairness and honesty and proper representation in the marketplace, it's important to have rules like this.
Secretary Vilsack also made two other announcements. First, USDA is awarding $9.5 million to 42 projects through the Local Meat Capacity Grant Program to expand processing options for the meat and poultry industry. Second, there are new actions to ensure transparency and a fair and competitive market in the U.S. seed industry. I'm Sabrina Halverson.